are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
You're kidding me. Steve was here again. I told him twice that he's... Oh my. What was he doing with this thing?
He was trying to make it
balance. Oh. Man, okay. He's trying to do tricks with the heart. What was he doing with that?
Flower.
He also trained a flower?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. Okay, he might have been able to train whatever this is. Okay, that kind of heart. Well, let me tell you, your heart, you cannot train by yourself. You need God to help you with your heart, okay? That might work for him, but not for your real heart, okay? Another announcement that I have for tonight, Haddon, yes, could you raise your hand? He beat me at Cowboy Connect 4, the very first challenger to beat me this week. Give him a round of applause. Well done, well done. So he's going to get his bounty tonight, okay? Right after the service, he's going to get that bounty. So come challenge me. I want to give away more bounties. So just beat me in Cowboy Connect 4 this week, all right? I'm excited to share God's word with you tonight. Let's think again about those soils, okay? Let's not have a distracted heart or a hard heart or a shallow heart. If you have one of those hearts right now, it's not too late. You can still pray and ask God to help you give you an open heart, willing to listen to his word, okay? So let's do that right now. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen, okay? And if you could keep that flashlight turned off, that would be awesome. All right. Dear God, I thank you so much for just this opportunity to share your word with these young people. Pray that you'd give me the words to say tonight. And I pray for these boys and girls to have open hearts, willing to listen to your word, and be willing to change and apply this to their life. Pray that you'd empty me of myself, that you'd fill me with your spirit tonight. I pray this in your name. Amen. All right, when I was about your guys' age, when I was in fourth and fifth grade, I had these favorite books called My Life As books, okay? So it's like crazy titles, like My Life As Dinosaur Dental Floss, or My Life As a Walrus Whoopee Cushion, or something like that. It was just this boy that would go on adventures, get himself into crazy situations, and they were super fun. And those were my favorite books ever. Well, one day when I came home from school, my mom bought me one of these books, and she wanted to surprise me with it and make my day, okay? Make me really, really excited and happy. Well, when I looked at that book, when she gave it to me, I looked down, I said, ugh, why would you get me this book? There's so many better ones. Why on earth would you get me this one? This one's gross looking. Why would I ever want to read this? Right as I was saying that, I just wish I could take those words and put them right back in my mouth. I immediately felt horrible about what I said because I hurt my mom. I mean, she was just wanting to make my day. She was wanting to make me happy, and I just complained. I was angry about it, and I complained about the book she gave me. And that was so wrong. I knew that was wrong, the way I used my words. And some of you might have had a situation like that where you've said something to someone and you wish you could take those words right back. But you can't take words back. I already said them. And the reason why I remember it to this day, even though it was so long ago, is because it hurt me that I hurt my mom. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is how we use our words and how important it is to use our words to please God. And the funny thing is, that book that I complained about, when I actually read it, it was one of my favorite books, okay? It was a great one, and I was just having a horrible attitude, okay? So we're going to talk about how we can use our words to please God tonight, because it's really important. So, first of all of us struggle with our words. Can you say that with me? All of us struggle with our words. James 3:2 says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." What this verse is saying is that, potentially, if someone were able to completely control their words, if they were able to use their words perfectly, they might be able to have their whole being. Like, they might be able to be perfect. Now, that's not true. We're all sinful. We're all sinners, and we know that we can never be perfect. So, we all struggle with our words, and we're never going to have full control over our words. But it is something that we should strive to do. It's something that we should do to please God, to use our words to glorify him. So, why are our words so important? We're going to take a look at that with the next few verses, okay? Why are our words so important? Number one, words are very powerful. Can you say that with me? Words are very powerful. In James 3:3-5, we see three illustrations about how we use our words and how powerful they are. It says, "Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth." This is saying that your tongue, even though it's just a small little body part, small part of your body, it is powerful. It can control a lot, just like these three things. So let's look at these three illustrations, all right? First of all, the illustration is a bit in a horse's mouth. It's just a small piece of metal, piece of equipment that goes right in their mouth, and it attaches to the reins, okay? So when the rider is riding the horse and they pull on the reins, it puts pressure in that side of the mouth, and it causes the horse to turn either which way, like that they pull on the reins. So even that small little piece of metal, that small piece of equipment, can control an animal as large as a huge horse. That's pretty impressive. And that's just like how our tongue is so small, but it's powerful, okay? The next one is a ship with a rudder. That's what the helm means. So the rudder would be that small part hanging off into the water. Now a rudder on a giant ship, someone's able to move that, control that, and that's what steers the ship whichever way they want to go. It's just that small little thing that controls that huge ship. It's amazing that it can do that. That's just like our tongue and how powerful it is. And the third illustration is a spark that can light a huge wildfire. Something like this. It's horrible, horrible fire that can do so much damage. Burns down trees and homes and so many things. And this was started with someone that wasn't very careful with a little spark. That little spark can light an entire forest on fire. And that does a lot of damage. And that is how powerful our tongue can be. Now, people say, have you ever heard, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me? How many of you guys have heard that? Yeah, that's wrong. That is just completely wrong, because words do hurt. They're powerful, okay? And so even something so small as our tongue can do a lot of damage. They're very powerful, all right? So why are our words so important? Number one, they're very powerful. Number two, words have potential for both right and wrong. Can you say that with me? Words have potential for both right and wrong. We're going to see this in the next couple verses. James 3:9-10, it says, "Therewith we bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." As we can see, out of our mouth, we can have good words or we can have bad words. We can bless God, we can praise him, or we could take his name in vain. Anytime that you say, "Oh my," and then say God's name in vain, take it lightly, that's wrong. God wants us to use our words to glorify him. And he asks us not to take his name lightly. We also see that we could curse men. We could hurt others with our words. And it says at the end, these things shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't have our words be mean and praise God at the same time. We should choose to try to use our words just for right. And we see this in a few other verses that I'm going to show you. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. This is saying that you shouldn't have mean words that tear other people down. That's what corrupt communication is. But instead, you should use words that edify. That means words that build people up. That's how we should use our words. We should be kind to others. We should encourage instead of tearing people down. So I want you to imagine that you're playing basketball at recess with your friends, and you happen to be better than everybody else around you. You know how to play basketball, but your friends, they're not quite as good. They haven't had as much practice. That is not an opportunity for you to tear them down and say, wow, he doesn't even know how to shoot a ball. Wow, how embarrassing. Or making fun of the fact that they can't dribble or they can't do some of the things that you can do. That's just mean. That's using your words to tear that person down. And God doesn't want us to do that. Instead, we should use our words to build that person up. If you see that they're struggling, you should say, hey, can I help you? I could help you with learning how to do some of that. You're doing great. Just put a little bit more effort into it. And you could use your words to encourage and to build them up rather than tear them down. You could either ruin someone's day, like I did with my mom, in complaining and being mean when she gave me that book, or you could make someone's day. You could really put a smile on their face if they're struggling or if they're sad about something. So choose to encourage instead of tear people down. In Proverbs 15:1, it says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. This is a verse that my parents made me memorize when I was much younger because I struggled with the way that I responded to my sisters. We would get into arguments and fights, and I would react with anger. I would use grievous words, that means harsh words, back at them. I would yell, or I would say, you're stupid. And those things, that just hurts. That's not a correct way that we should respond. Instead, it says that we should use a soft answer. That means kind words, gentle words, that would make someone happy. And honestly, it says that it can turn away wrath. If you're fighting, if you guys are angry at each other and you use kind words, it often will make the situation better. But if you use grievous words, harsh words, it often will just make it worse. So choose with the way you respond and react to use kind words. Have you ever, I want you to think with your siblings, okay? If you guys get into fights, how do you respond? How do you react to them? Do you use kind words or do you yell like I did? Or do you call them names? That's something that we shouldn't do. We should use our words to be kind. All right? So number one, words are very powerful. Number two, words have potential for both right and wrong. And number three, words come from the heart. Can you say that with me? Words come from the heart. This is really important to understand, boys and girls. If you want to change the way that you use your words, if you want to please God with your words, you have to understand that it starts inside. Okay, your heart, I'm not talking about your heart beating inside your chest. I'm talking about the real you, what's inside, the way that you think, the way that you feel, your attitude. That makes up your heart. And it all starts inside before your words ever come out. And we're going to see this in Luke 6:43 through 45. It says, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. This is talking about the fact that if you were to plant an apple tree, you're not going to expect oranges. You're not going to get oranges from an apple tree. You're not going to plant an orange tree and get apples, okay? The fruit is the same as the tree that's planted. And that is going to be just like how our heart is the same as our words, okay? It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. It's out of your heart. It's out of what's inside that the words come out. So I want you to think about the way or what you let in to your mind. What do you think about regularly? What forms your attitude about different things? It's those influences, okay? So what you think about determines what words come out. Can you say that with me? What you think about determines what words come out. If you want to use your words to please God, to be kind to others, you have to make sure that your heart, what you think about, what you dwell on, is pleasing to God. How about you think about what you listen to? What kind of music do you listen to? What kind of shows or movies do you watch? If it's filled with junk, if it's got bad words, if it's got people being mean to each other, if it's got people that are talking about things that you know you shouldn't be listening to, that's going to fill your mind with things that you shouldn't be thinking about, and that will determine the words that you talk about. What about your friends? Do you have good friends or bad friends? If you have bad friends that talk about things that you shouldn't, that make fun of others, that say bad words, then you're probably going to think that way. You're probably going to be influenced by those friends and use those kind of words too. And so if you have those bad friends, if you have those bad influences, like things that you watch, you can change that. You can choose to have good friends. You can choose to watch good things or listen to good things, and then your words naturally will be better. It's also a choice that you have to make. You have to choose to please God with your words and choose to have those influences please him. And one of the most important changes that you can make, if you don't have a habit of reading God's word, if you don't have a habit of reading the Bible, then you're probably not going to use your words as good either. Because God gives us truth about how we should talk, how we should communicate with others. And all of this is how he wants us to obey him and how he wants us to use our words. If you read it and you fill your mind with those good things, you'll be thinking on those things and your heart will be like that good man. And then the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak that. So if you want to please God with your words, read his word. Choose to meditate on it. Think about it regularly. And also, have you thought about this? Think about praying and asking God to help you. If you struggle with the way that you treat your siblings or friends or the way you respond to your parents, think about asking God for help, because he's always there. He's always there to listen. And if you ask him, God, I know that I struggle with my words, but please, please help me. Help me use my words to please you. He will give you that strength. He will help you to use your words to please him. So remember, what you think about determines what words come out. So lastly, are you willing to change the way that you use your words so that they please God? I know that this is something that many of us struggle with. I still struggle with this sometimes, and it's something that I need to ask God to help me with. If it's something that you struggle with, that you know, man, I need to use my words better, you can make a choice to change. Be willing to obey God's word and be willing to use your words to please him. And read his word, meditate on it, pray and ask him for help. And then remember, the influences that you let in are going to determine what you talk about. If you could bow your heads and close your eyes, no one looking around. if you'd say, "Mr. Andrew, I know that I really struggle with my words. I struggle, maybe it's with your siblings, maybe it's with your friends, your parents. But if you'd say, yeah, I don't use my words to please God, but I would like to make a choice to change that and to use my words better," I just invite you to raise your hand. If that's you, you know that you don't use your words the way that you should, but you'd like to make a decision to use your words better, I invite you to just raise your hand. All right, you can put those down. And if you just raised your hand and you'd like to talk to a counselor about that, to develop a plan on how you can use your words better, I just invite you, just right now as the piano's playing, you can look up at your counselor and you can walk out with them and make that decision. They're here to help you and they want you to be able to please God with your words. Everyone bow your heads, close your eyes. No one looking around. But if you raised your hand and you said, yeah, I would like to use my words better to please God, and I'd like to make a decision about that, I just invite you to look up at your counselor and walk out with them so that you can make a decision about that. I'll give a little bit more time because people are still moving. But if you'd like to make a decision to please God with your words tonight, you can go and talk to a counselor about that. I'll give a little bit more time and I'll just be quiet if you'd like to make that decision. All right, let's close with a word of prayer. Dear God, I thank you so much for giving us this truth from your word about how we should use our words to glorify you and to please you, instead of using our words to dishonor you. God, I pray for these boys and girls that they'd be able to make decisions about how they use their words, that they would develop a plan on how they respond to their siblings or their friends, that they would glorify you with what they say. God, we love you, and we do want to glorify you with everything that we do. I thank you for everything that you've done for us, and I pray this all in your name.